Gus Pearson and his mules Pat and Mike arrived in Fort Valley in the bitterly cold winter of 1908. The mules carried supplies from town to his lonely outpost, where Pearson slept in a shack lit by gaslight.
The structure that he stayed in is way down there, still standing.
Local historian Susan Olberding points down the hill at a distant building.
It was just an A-frame, a two-room, uninsulated A-frame cabin.
The U.S. Forest Service sent Pearson to Fort Valley because local lumbermen were worried. No new seedlings had sprouted in clear-cut parts of the forest, and they didn't know why.
So remember, this was 1908. The science of forestry was very young, very new. When this place opened, the goal was to grow trees and then cut them.
Pearson set up weather stations, fenced out cattle, and planted a nursery. Soon, whole families lived at Fort Valley. Young rangers came to be trained in the one-room schoolhouse. In 1919, a wet spring proved climate was the key. Young pines sprang up everywhere. Forest ecologist Peter Foulet says at first, the seedlings were greeted with joy.
It may have taken one or two generations of foresters to begin to understand that there were also threats posed by this very dense forest condition.
At the time, the U.S. Forest Service had a policy of putting out wildfires whenever they could. Without fire, that 1919 seed crop turned into dangerous dog-hair thickets.
Fuels developed, forests became more dense, and fires began to move into the canopies, eventually leading us towards the situation we have today where severe wildfires present a dramatic threat.
Today, scientists use Fort Valley to learn how to turn back the clock and restore the open, fire-adapted forests of the past. Firefighters call to each other over the radio during a prescribed burn.
Test fire is successful.
Margaret Moore is a plant ecologist at Northern Arizona University.
And we do an experiment here where we do some thin from below of trees, and we do some thin and prescribed fire and a control.
The plots were arranged to create a buffer around the historic buildings where Pearson lived and worked. But the setup also answers basic questions about forest management.
Can we prescribe burning on a regular basis to control some of the seedling reproduction? Believe it or not, we're trying to keep this explosion of ponderosa pine regeneration from happening again.
That might have surprised Gus Pearson, but in many ways, Moore's research picks up where he left off. The data from his weather stations is now used in climate change research. Trees in his sample plots are still measured and studied. Keith Moser is the scientist in charge at the Fort Valley Experimental Forest.
Even though this was originally intended to basically research, look at whack 'em and stack 'em, grow 'em and cut 'em, a lot of the science from the early 20th century is still very relevant today.
Moser's vision is to restore the historic buildings and have a community of scientists live here again.
You know, the trees have their history built in them, and we don't know what the scientific questions are going to be in 100 years from now, but the idea is to have a forest that can be ready to answer them.
For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siboney in Flagstaff.